Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. So I was doing some research for some family members on working in New York State Correctional Office and being a correctional officer, in other words. And I found out a lot of pretty cool stuff. I've talked to about a dozen people, former employees as well as current employees who are former military, as myself, and I found some pretty encouraging stuff. And number one, they do have an 8-week academy. They have recently taken away the upper age limit. So even they use an example of somebody who's in their 60s who just recently graduated from academy. He's probably going to just do a few years until he retires or until he starts collecting his check. But this gives the option for people in their later years, their last, say, 5 to 10 years of work. Maybe this gives an opportunity to work, say, 10 years in the correctional facilities. And then what you do is you build about 1.6% past the fifth year. 1.6% of your income will come back to you in retirement. So 5 years are vested. Say you do 5 more years. Hold off on your Social Security until the second age, which I don't know, 62, and it's up to, I don't know, 67 is the, but maybe you work that time, and you're going to average. And there is some mandated overtime, and this is confusing a lot of people, though, because the mandated overtime is, from what I'm told, about two additional shifts per two-week cycle. So that would be 16 hours of overtime in that two-week cycle, plus your regular 40. You have options as to how your schedule is going to work. So, for instance, I talked to someone that does four and eight, they call it. That's four doubles, probably evening and midnight, probably not days to start. Nobody gets days to start. But you could be looking also. So I said, well, listen, I'm an older guy, and so let's say I wanted to come in. And they said, well, I'd probably recommend you do 2 and 4, which is two doubles, so four equivalent days, and then 4 days off. So number one, this is the only job that gives you a day off for every day worked. The mandatory overtime, you can control how you're affected by that overtime, because if you're doing, say, 4x8, it's more difficult for them, in their words, it's more difficult for them to kind of snag you to put you onto a mandatory overtime. Now, for those of you who are thinking 16 hours of overtime, you know, eight hours overtime a week on average, I can do more. Let's do more. So what you do is you say you take one of your 4 days off and you contact your nearest buddy, pal, whatever, your coworker, say, hey, you want a day off? Okay, you swap it out. Now you are electing to do overtime, and it's not necessarily mandatory overtime. The only way it gets into mandatory overtime is more if you're working less days. So like a 2 and 4, in other words. I might get called, I might get put on some mandatory overtime, but it's not really as bad as it sounds. A lot of people don't even like overtime, let alone that somebody tells you have to do overtime. For me, for most, if you're out there right now and you're looking at maybe, getting out at 62 or trying to get your Social Security at 62, and you're looking at a few years left to work, it doesn't hurt you to literally make, without trying too hard, a couple extra shifts in a week maybe, and you're going to be in the $80,000 a year bracket. With a couple more, you're up into the $100,000 bracket. But just for the very basic pay, you're looking at $53,000 if you're a veteran and you have health care already. Add $3,000 to that because you don't need their health care. You'll be at $56,000 day one, week one. And then it goes up incrementally as you get more time in. But again, as one person stated to me, if you want to make $100,000 a year and you can't do it, then you're doing something wrong, because it's really, they are understaffed. It's not as bad as it used to be. And also the fact that when somebody says, like, well, what are you getting into? And somebody said that actually to my family member, you know, be careful what you're getting into. Here's the thing. You don't need to be so careful about what you're getting into if you have a job where they'll bring you back. Just in case you don't make it through the 8-week cycle of academy, you still have the ability to go back to a job. And or, again, if you're already 62, you still have your Social Security even though it's not the full amount for a while. It does go up to the full amount, by the way, I learned. So this is a great way to kind of end your working day, so to speak. Getting yourself into what? Well, you're not into anything because there's no contract. Any week or day where you decide it's not for you, you give your notice and they let you go. There's no repercussions if you don't make it through the eight week academy. So a lot of people say, like with the military, they say, well, you know, can I really trust this recruiters? Nothing personal, guys, but people say that. When they say that, as I said, the only way that you can opt out anytime. How's that for opt out anytime? If they tell you it's going to be 60 days before you get to go back home to where you live, opt out, jump out. don't do it. You don't have to do anything. So in another example, I was told that a lot of times, and I didn't get a percentage, but many, many, many times, you're going to get out of academy, you're going to do some processing stuff, and you're going to be back home in your town, if it's in upstate New York, which these ones I'm referring to actually are. You'll be back upstate pretty quickly. It used to take, I don't know how long, but it used to take a long time. People had to work for like a year downstate or something like that. Pretty much I've been assured that that's no longer the case. I believe the maximum that I heard of that you could be working out of your hometown or downstate New York is 30 days. I think I wrote it down here. I believe it was 30 days. But the point is, so just don't do it. If you get out of the academy, they say, oh, you've got to work downstate for 3 months and that wasn't part of your plan. Just opt out. It's not the military. There's nothing obligatory and no repercussions if you jump off ship. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about this. My opinion is this is a great way to end a career and transition you into your Social Security money. Like I said, if you weren't thinking of taking Social Security at 62 and you do this for, say, 10 years, now you've got a 1.6% times 5, what was that, 7-ish, 8-ish% of what you're making will be put into your pocket every month if you opt out of 10 years. So if you, let's say you're going to take Social Security at 62, if you do the correction officer thing, you can extend 62, collect the full unemployment, and boost up your total amount of check that you're going to have from the government in your last 10 years of working. So those are the pros and cons. And like I say, if the cons are they tell you you can't go home, you can't go back home, you do get to go home on weekends from academy. And also, the pay, I don't know the pay delay, you're looking at, you're probably looking at the standard, whatever, a couple weeks before, because it's a two-week cycle. Come in the middle of the one-week cycle, you might only get a half a check for that week or that cycle, and then start getting full check. But it's the same thing everywhere. That's no matter where you go. Unless you're transferring with the same company, then you don't have to worry about that. So let's see, getting into the physical agility stuff. They, in their own words, they work with you on the physical side. And also remember that this is coming from a newly reformed corrections department in which they're accommodating and trying to get more and more, quote-unquote, older, more experienced correction officers because they think it'll make them a better and stronger force. And they are understaffed. Everybody knows that. I believe I looked at some of the facilities. One of the facilities, which was built for 1,100 inmates, currently holding 900 inmates. So it's really less, how do you say that, less overstaffed than you think. I said it wrong. It's less understaffed than you might think. And again, you know, we're talking mostly about upstate New York. I'm sure it's very similar. Other questions? Let me see here. What other questions do we have regarding New York State correction officer as a new job? It really is the most important thing. Really is, and this is, though they call it a paramilitary type training, you're going to be handling weapons, you know, and hopefully that's the last time you have to handle them. If you go and look at incidents reports and look at the incidents of, you know, say an attempted escape or a prisoner tries to grab a guard, whatever, what you're looking at there is kind of like, I would say, if you're going to be a supervisor or a manager of people, just try to be reasonable. Try to reason with people and de-escalate. A lot of these people, these are medium level penitentiaries for medium level offenders. This is not a high level risk. It's a medium level risk. If you've ever worked as a security guard in a mall or in the military, but the security guard, let's say you're a security guard, they kind of accumulate points to tell you what grade or level you'll be at, and that's pretty straightforward. It's in the website if you check it out. Yeah. I think I covered everything. The pay is phenomenal. The pay is fantastic. And it's because of perception. Perception of what the job might entail. It's not like everything else is not necessarily like the movies. So the risk for you if you're a security guard these days is quite a bit higher in public places, public transit and public malls. There's a risky situation almost every single day in a lot of malls, most malls across the country. So if you're a security guard in a quote-unquote high-trafficked place or position, you're probably at more risk than you will be inside of the prison itself. That was something that took me back a bit. It was just literally, if you think about the situations you're in now, you know, just jumping on public transit can be more risky than working in a prison environment. Most of the people who are in there are trying to get out early. And so the incidents are just very, very low. Let's just put it that way. It's medium level, fairly low risk. But most people, if you work a couple extra shifts a week or in 2 weeks, you're gonna make over $80,000 a year. The healthcare is phenomenal, but if you are a vet, if you're a guard somewhere and you're a vet, those two things go great together for this because, number one, you're going to get $3,000 more a year than the people who take the health benefit. So they pay you another $3,000. So you're looking at 56 plus 3 is 60. You're looking at starting at 60. You're going to have over $1,000 check every week or $2,000 every 2 weeks. So really, honestly, whenever anyone says, well, you know, I want you to know what you're getting into, most of the information from more than a couple of years ago is no longer accurate. The whole waiting a year to get your post back upstate where your home is, and a lot or most of what you heard more than a year or two ago has been changed. There was an age limit. You can search for the age limit. Used to be in your 30s, and now they're saying they're taking guys in their 50s and 60s, and it's a great last job because what's going to happen, you're going to double or triple your current income, and then when you do decide to collect Social Security, it's not going to be phenomenally high. It's not going to be a large amount higher, but it'll be a fraction of something higher than what it would have been otherwise if you didn't double or triple your own income by going into the corrections, New York State Corrections Officer. So as I look at this, I would tell whatever family members listening, especially if you are potentially 5 to 10 years from retiring, so you're in your late 50s, early 60s, this is a great opportunity to quote unquote go out with a bang, if you will. So you spend 5 or 10 years making $100,000, that's gonna be pretty significant. Lifting up your, you know, raising up what your Social Security is going to be. So it's really got a triple benefit. And also, they do have a 401k plan. I don't believe they match it, but even if you're putting money in your 401k and you don't match it, they are offering that 1.6% in it. So it's 5 years, you start collecting 1.6% per year, and you can do the math. If you use 10 years, there's the math for you. So not only will your Social Security check be higher because you waited to take your Social Security from 62 where you could take it, you waited the right amount of time. Now it's going to be in almost $2,000, say, a month instead of $1,300 or whatever. That's going to be more just because of that. Now you're double dipping because it's also going to be more because you spent 10 years making probably almost, let's say, between $80,000 and $100,000 a year. So that's a twofold benefit. That's a twofer right there. That's buy one, get one, BOGO, okay? All the benefits are New York State benefits. There's possibilities of transferring into other positions, and they love to promote from within. And like I said, if your plan is 5 years, 6 years, you're still going to have more you won't have their, you know, you won't have the New York State retirement because 5 years is when you get vested. But, again, you'll have 5 years at, say, $100,000 a year. That's going to bring your average up significantly. And the longer you do it, the higher your Social Security is going to go because you're making 3 years in one. So that'd be like 5 years times three. That'd be like 15 years more working. That's going to change your total payout when it comes to Social Security. And significantly, I think, really, if you do the math, again, you can double dip, go for 10 years, and that'd be 5 years times 1.6. That percentage of what you've been making all this time, 5.6% of that will be a recurring check for the rest of your days here, for the rest of your days on this wacky planet. I don't see a downside, to be honest with you. If you think you might have a problem with the physical, they're going to do a physical exam. They're going to tell you what you are or are not allowed to do. If you have physical conditions that, you know, maybe you can't only spend so much time on your feet. I mean, you know, if they can't accommodate, they'll just say, all right, we'll do what Rob said and opt out. Go back home to your other job. If you're good at it, they'll bring you back. If you're a security guard, they'll almost always bring you back, even if you weren't that good at it. But this family member I know is exactly that, and they are good at it. And so just tell your current job what you're doing. Say, I'd like to come be able to come back here. I'm giving you plenty of notice. The whole process can take you up to 4 months once you get registered with civil service. You don't have to take any tests, but you just register with civil service, and they ask you all questions about military, educational background, all that stuff. Well, I got 11 minutes left. And so in that last 11 minutes, I want to tell everybody to tune in. I am, my partner and I, Gary Krager and me, Rob Thresher, we are positioned very high up in the artificial intelligence software that you've seen it in the news. We're in upstate New York, and we will be offering great deals on automated chatbots, which are going to help your company. They're going to answer questions. They'll be able to do some tech support. It's going to be a new era in online software, business website, business communications. If you're the owner of the business or owner operator, you just don't have time. I see a lot of questions that are in Facebook Messenger that we've been experimenting and researching, and people, you're leaving money on the table. The chatbot, and also if you're using it, in Facebook, and people are signed in Facebook, you get buku amounts of information from the people when they communicate with you via the messenger. So it's messenger software that gives developers such as us the ability to basically have all your information. All you do is click a button and ask the question, and the chatbot will be able to, one, answer questions, two, answer not so common questions, like, for instance, tell me all the chicken dishes that you have at your restaurant. The question, when do you close tonight, will be answered with an actual answer, such as, tonight, Friday, 1999, we close in 1 hour at 10 p.m., as opposed to just getting the big long list of open, close, open, close, open, close. I mean, it's the little stuff that people get. Customer service, we have we've already written an API to connect the AI, the robots we call them sometimes. We already have what's called APIs written for many, many industries. You're going to be looking at, depending on really how often you want to train it, how often you train your chat API and AI, you know, it'll be different amounts per month. It's probably going to average $200 to $300 a month for the average business. And it's trainable on many platforms. So, for instance, you could be training on Messenger. That's the most popular one, and that's where you get your most data, by the way. You get a lot of data doing this. If you're missing data, you're missing money. You're leaving money on the table. I don't want to see anybody leave money on the table. You're a business. You want all your money. Go get it. You're going to spend a couple hundred on this thing, and it's going to quadruple pay for itself very, very rapidly. But we're way up on that food chain, so if you're hearing this, check it out. We'll have the full website done here just in a matter of a few days. You're a business. You want an intelligent chatbot to answer questions or even to make appointments. These things are neat. These things are very cool. Make appointments, answer questions, answer out-of-the-box questions that maybe you didn't think to put into your knowledge base, because you're going to have the chat. The AI is going to be connected to a knowledge base. By the way, that knowledge base can be a simple text file. It can be a PDF image with the metadata. It's incredible. It's amazing stuff. So you can reach me through here. Google search my name, Rob Thrasher. I'm the one that in 1996, I was in the New York Times for kind of re-engineering a search algorithm for some websites that helped us. We had an advantage over other website developers because we figured out what really the search engines or the web crawlers, they call them, Googlebot, they call the Googles. We kind of figured out what they're looking for, and it was not that difficult. But we called that Secrets of the Search Engines. Gary and I did that. We published the original Cyber Village, which was like one of the only three cyber communities on the internet back when we started. We've done a lot of stuff. We also have a lot of Facebook integration stuff. In addition to the chatbots, wait till you hear this. We also have a lot of Facebook integration, which is very, 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 optimized, streamlined for your site and your social media. And most people doing a Facebook post don't have any idea how much money they're leaving on the table. You do one Facebook post, that should go through an automated system that creates posts in as many places as you can do it. Reddit, you never heard of it? You better get it. So many other platforms, et cetera. And let's see here. I think I covered everything. That's it. Look us up. We're going to go by the AI guys. I'm working on that. Now, if you go to Spotify, you can find us, the AI guys, Rob Thrasher and Gary Krieger. If you go to iTunes, same deal. We're going to try to post something at least 15 minutes, 3-4 times a week. So keep your eye on this and other shows we're working on and doing. We have a really great surprise guest, hopefully next week, who is nearly at the very top of the AI software movement. And we're going to be working with them as well. So your AI stuff will always be updated. It'll always be 100% updated. You never have to worry about, I have to upgrade. We're not going to do that. Your monthly fee will include upgrades because you need to, you have to have the upgrade. So the monthly fee is part of that. Also, the hosting and the APIs for the technology go through our servers as well. So it's all good stuff. Stay tuned. Hopefully, I'll have Gary Craig around. It'll be the AI guys. AI is short for artificial intelligence. And I tell everybody that I had to get in the AI because I don't have any actual real intelligence. Kidding, joke. Bye-bye, everybody.